Hello and welcome to the return of Matthew Steeples. Matthew!
Hello and good evening, and it's lovely to be back to talk with Sean Atwood. Sean Atwood is a great man, a lovely gentleman, and it's wonderful to be back chatting with you from the south of France. So, hello.
They're all saying, we are so excited. Matthew is on. Matthew is back. Bog off and smash the like button for us old chaps.
We love a bit of bog off. We love a bog off.
So,
I know a lot of people don't want to talk about certain topics, but that doesn't matter. But it's nice to be able to chat with you, Sean, about different topics. Let's talk about something completely different, i.e. Ghislaine or something else, rather than the other topic that, you know, that you're currently involved in.
Yeah, you said you've got something to say about Maxwell. What is that?
Well, Ghislaine wants to have a pardon. She doesn't deserve a pardon. Wouldn't you agree? It's a terrible thing. It's a terrible thing that this woman seems to think that she can have her sentence removed, pardoned, or she can have it herself transferred to Britain for that matter. So that's a very bizarre thing, wouldn't you agree, Sean?
I would, Matthew. And the people are asking, people who are not familiar with your brilliant work, Matthew, on this subject, What got you into researching Maxwell and Epstein?
Well, I was with Ghislaine and Lady Min, who is here. We were sitting in a restaurant on the very day that she was last seen in England. It was for the Cash and Rocket rally. Now, the Cash and Rocket rally was for victims of sex trafficking.
We call it transportation.
Well, Miss Maxwell was on the Cash and Rocket rally, and she didn't do anything beyond that. Then she bought a house called Tucked Away. You know, I have been the person who has exposed every story of Ghislaine Maxwell. I am the biggest exposer of her bathroom, you know, her revolting bathtub, her eight-person bathtub. That's quite a bit weird. Ghislaine is a very sick person, and that is something that I worked on for many years. So, no, that's Ghislaine Maxwell. Your photograph shows Ghislaine Maxwell. It's not a very flattering photograph. It's absolutely terrible. Ghislaine looks utterly awful in that photograph. So I'm very sorry for her, for how awful her photograph looks. Anyway, next question.
Well, the headline is, Ghislaine Maxwell is considering seeking a presidential pardon
yes.
from Trump as she rots in jail for 20 years. That's unlikely, isn't it, Matthew?
Well, Donald Trump, it really won't suit Donald Trump to have to give her a pardon, but you never know. Stranger things have happened. But I think that, you know, she will try every trick in the book. Ghislaine hasn't paid her lawyers. She owes her lawyers over £3 million.
Woof!
She is a deceiver, she's a liar, and she's a crook. And we know a lot about deceivers, liars, and crooks, you and I, Sean. We've come across a fair few of them over the years in our work together, haven't we?
Indeed.
We have a new one that we won't talk about today. But honestly, I will say to you, there are deceivers, and Ghislaine is one of the biggest deceivers on the planet. Ghislaine owes £3 million to her lawyers. So if you're a lawyer, why would you take her on as a client?
The Clintons love her.
The Clinton, no, but nobody will take on a, nobody will take on somebody who hasn't paid. You can't have a new client who hasn't paid the past people. You know, she's totally, she's just a fraudster. But no, you're right about the Clintons. The Clintons are a horrible bunch of old people. We all know that, yes. But honestly, Miss Maxwell is a deceiver, a liar, and a fraud. Yes.
Right. What do you think about Pam Bondi announcing she was going to release Epstein files? We see we saw a bunch of influencers running around with these things that had nothing in them. They were all nothing burgers.
I think Pam Bondi has just been a bunch of nothing. Pam Bondi is the road to nowhere. She's the road to hell. She's got nothing useful to add to the equation. Pam Bondi is a complete waste of space.
I think you're too close. You've moved your microphone. You've gone too close again.
So
that's better.
So Pam Bondi, I say, is a person who adds nothing to the equation.
So we're not going to get anything juicy.
Pam Bondi adds nothing new to the story. Pam Bondi is as much use as a chocolate teapot.
All right, you've got a question from Mr. Balding, and that is, Matthew, will Maxwell have use of the missing Mirror Group millions?
Will Maxwell have use of the missing Mirror Group's millions? No, because the money has disappeared many years ago, so no. The answer to that question is very simple, but this is a strange question, to be honest.
Where did it go, the money?
The 500 million was stolen. It was stolen. It was stolen by Ghislaine and her brothers, I believe, I think. It's nothing to do with the current situation, no.
So she's all on her own, is that now? Is that what you're saying?
No, the money was, the 500 million was stolen from the pension fund. That money was probably used via what was called La Hogue. It was taken via that route. And Ghislaine ended up with some money in New York. And then Ghislaine used Jeffrey Epstein as a money funnel. Ghislaine was an orchestrator of the fraud. And that is what I will be writing about in my book.
So quite a lot of money has been paid out by investment banks. And is it Leon Black? And is that all?
No, but the stolen money is stolen via Ghislaine from the pension pot. This is stolen money.
And did those poor pensioners never get any back?
They will never get it back, no.
That's terrible.
It's absolutely terrible. But Ghislaine said to the public, they've taken my teaspoons. I don't have anything. I'm broke. She said she couldn't afford to live. But then she lived in a £20 million house in New York. How on earth does someone go from having zero to living in a £20 million house? And that is what Ghislaine Maxwell did. Ghislaine Maxwell is one of the most devious, evil people on the planet. And I am going to continue to expose her revolting behavior. Yes.
You're being asked that Ghislaine was not stupid. Surely she had his hidden assets.
She had hidden assets. She wasn't stupid. Well, Ghislaine claimed that she couldn't even afford to pay for her teaspoons. There we go. So that's my answer to you, whoever you are. Yes.
Yeah, but isn't that just a cover story that she can't pay for her teaspoons and really she's got hidden assets?
Well, maybe, but, you know, I can't speak for her, can I? But I can speak for what I have seen, and Ghislaine is a liar, yes.
But what about her siblings? They've got money, haven't they? They could support her.
Well, some of them were very rich, yes. The ones in California who I knew personally were very, very, very rich, yes. They were extremely rich. They ran internet companies.
All right, we've got 700 watching live, The Return of Matthew Steeples. Matthew's writing a book about Maxwell and the Epstein transportation ring. And also he writes his own stuff in the Steeple Times. And the link for the Steeple Times is in the description box. You can follow him on X. You can follow him on YouTube now. He does regular lives.
Well, anyway, it's great to be back chatting with you, Sean Atwood. So here we are.
And if you've got questions,
what else are we going to chat about? We'll move on from Maxwell now.
Well, is Prince Andrew safe?
Okay, Prince Andrew.
Is he worried? Is he worried about going to America and still getting?
I don't think Prince Andrew should ever go back to America ever again. It would not be a wise decision for him. He'd be arrested. It's not a wise decision for Prince Andrew to go to America. Look what happened with Zelensky. You know, stir the pot with Donald Trump and you end up in a bit of a mess.
I don't think it's
a good idea for Prince Andrew to go to America after the way, you know, what happened with Prince Andrew with Zelensky in America. Let's be honest. I think it's not a good idea.
You've got a few questions come in on Maxwell still, but let's just ask you about Zelensky as an aside.
Okay.
What did you think about the White House press conference?
I thought the White House press conference was a bit of a shit show. Let's be honest. That's all I can say about that. It was a total disaster area. You know,
Zelensky is an honorable man protecting his country or just a grifter?
I think he's a grifter. I don't like Zelensky. I've never liked Zelensky. I've always called him out as the grifter that he is. I don't like the man. I think Trump is quite right in this regard. This man is not a good man for the world. Not for me.
They say over 1 million young people have died on the battlefields now in Ukraine.
Well, I'm sorry for the people who died. It's a terrible thing. But I think that this man, Zelensky, is a, you know, he doesn't have the civility and the decency to behave correctly in the war zone. Let's be honest.
Do you think he'll be on the run soon, like the Shah of Iran, looking for a country to go to?
I think he is a bit like Gaddafi, yes, yes, yes. And Lady Min is shouting in the background saying she can't stand him. She's really not a fan, Lady Min.
Good on you, Lady Min, never mind. So the next question is from 11 and 1 is 12. Are Maxwell's siblings involved with the Epstein people?
Of course they are, yes. Ian and Kevin, yes, very much so.
In what way?
Well, they were very much involved with the businesses of of Epstein and Wexner and all the rest of them. Yep. So definitely. I do believe that Kevin and Ian were very much involved.
So you've got a question from the Desolate One. Who stands out to you on the Epstein list, Matthew?
Who stands out to me on the list?
Yeah.
Well, apart from the obvious, which is Prince Andrew, Donald Trump, and Bill Clinton, boring. Well, let's throw into the mix, some of the other people. You know, what about Naomi Campbell? What was she doing?
She was all over the place with Diddy as well.
Precisely. Naomi Campbell is one of the nastiest people on the planet. And Lady Min doesn't like Naomi Campbell. Do you, Naomi? Come on, speak up.
Word of rubbish.
There we go. I'm getting a shout out from her. No, we don't like Naomi Campbell. We think she is one of the most wicked people. Because Naomi Campbell, I think, was one of the biggest recruiters on the list.
Allegedly.
Allegedly, yes. But I think that.
Any other big names stand out?
You want me to give somebody who's different? Prince Andrew was, it's obvious, some of them. But you want someone who's different. A different name could have been, aside from Leslie Wexner, who is a truly awful person. I don't know. Right. No. I don't know. I can't give you... You're putting me on the spot. But no, I would say Naomi Campbell is my appalling person on the list.
Kate Moss
has nothing to do with it. There we go. I'm being accused.
Was Peter Mandelson involved? Claudia wants to know.
Peter Mandelson. Well, Peter Mandelson was only into boys, so he's a different. That's the weird thing with Petey, as he called him. Petey, he was into boys, so he got given a few boys.
Allegedly,
he wasn't in. No, but Peter Mandelson wasn't into the women, so he is not part of the female sex trafficking. I'm sorry, Peter Mandelson cannot be accused of any of that because Peter Mandelson is a homosexual. Let's be honest about who he is. Peter Mandelson has a different kind of agenda.
They're saying you've got too close to your mic again, Matthew.
I've got too close, right?
Yeah, you're causing a muffled noise.
Okay, well, no, Peter Mandelson did not.
Stay back.
Peter Mandelson, stay back. It's like Peter Mandelson has got involved in the room. Oh, gosh.
All right. Next question is from the fifth dimension. Do you think the frequent flyers of Epstein Island will ever be exposed?
We know who most of them are already. I don't think that the issue is really important now because the Trump list has not really, what they've released is nothing that we didn't already know. We already knew who flew on the island, you know. Clinton.
You're in a good spot there. Don't move, Matthew.
Clinton was one of the regulars, yes.
Yep, we've seen the flight logs with the East European girls and no security detail.
Yep. So they were on the regular list, yeah. Clinton.
Joyce wants to know if you think Jeffrey is still alive and if he was Mossad, operating for the Mossad.
I don't believe Jeffrey Epstein is still alive, but, you know, many people would like to think that this is all, you know, some grand conspiracy. No, I don't think Jeffrey Epstein is alive. He's dead. He's brown bread.
Was it a Mossad honey trap operation? Because many of our other guests believe so.
I believe, you know, many of your guests believe that he was murdered. He wasn't murdered. He was still, he's still alive. No, I don't believe so. No, no.
Next question is from the fifth dimension. Do you know what was going on at Epstein's lab compound in New Mexico?
Epstein would have liked to create some kind of wonderful thing where he could have created, recreated himself and made some kind of human monstrosity of himself. Yes, that's what he wanted to do at that house, yes.
Are you saying there was some kind of baby farming going on?
He would have liked to have done that, yes.
He would have liked to have done that. Wow, but he didn't.
But he didn't manage to do it because obviously he died.
Okay. Let me have a look and see if we've got any more Epstein before we go over to Markle.
Right.
The Brofman and Krishna, Helena is asking. Anything about Brofman?
I don't know what Brofman and Krishna means. No idea.
Let me see.
Can't answer that question. Don't know what it means because the words don't.
Do you think Gino, the TV chef, is being stitched up and why?
I think that Gino DeCampo is an absolutely disgusting man, revolting and disgusting. And no, I don't support him.
All right, folks, we've got 1,000 watching live across all platforms. And I just wanted to get everybody warmed up before we get
right.
Matthew Steeple's live reaction. He's not seen the Meghan Markle trailer. Meghan, as opposed to Fergie.
Okay, well, you know, what about Fergie and what about some other things? You're very welcome to give me a few pinch punch first of the month and give me a few opinions.
Here's what we're about to get your opinion on,
right.
Matthew.
Oh, you're going to play me a trailer.
Yeah. So as I play the trailer, don't speak over it, please. If you want me to stop it, say, may I interject? And I will
No,
stop
I won't.
It.
I won't. I'll let you play it.
No, we want to get your commentary as it stop it every now and then and get your witty riposting.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yes. Ready?
Right, okay.
Right, here we go.
Let's go.
Good God.
I've always loved taking something pretty ordinary and elevating it. Surprising people with moments that let them know I was really thinking of them.
The woman is sick.
She likes to elevate the ordinary, she said.
She likes to elevate the ordinary. I'd say she's sick.
What? Can you?
She's vomit inducing.
But can you be more specific about the trailer? What's affected you there?
I don't like the way she uses that knife. It's very scary. That knife's a bit big.
Do you think there's some castration innuendo in that?
Oh, she could kill someone with that bloody knife. Maybe she's trying to kill King Charles. She's a very sick person. Ibargum. Not very happy with that.
Right, let me continue then. Let's keep going.
Okay.
What? This is probably one of the most glamorous moments of my life.
It's magic.
I'm going to share some tips and tricks. I see what color I gravitate to, and everything goes from there. And how you can incorporate these practices every day. That's what you want. You want that shape and texture.
Oh, my God. The woman's deranged.
Do you think she loves cooking that much, Matthew, or it's all an act?
I don't think she likes cooking. She just likes cooking up a storm. The woman is mentally unhinged. There we go. So yeah, I don't think we're going to go much further on that bit. No.
All right. I'll continue for you. Where are we?
Me gain.
This is about connecting with friends.
Oh,
I love that we're doing this together for the first time.
Dog.
Making new friends. That's so good.
We family dog. Now.
And just learning. Oh. Look at how much honey we have.
I feel sorry for the bees.
Stay back from the microphone, Matthew. You're
rasping. I feel sorry
for the bees. But she cooks. She makes her all of her own organic ingredients in her.
Yes, but I feel sorry for the bees. I'm sorry for the bees. Sorry. The bees deserve some time by themselves. I feel sorry for the bees.
You don't think she's elevating them?
Oh, she's ruined the poor bees. She should leave the bees alone. Me gain is a nasty bee abuser. I love bees. I love bees. Bees are the most wonderful creatures.
Hope they all come out and sting her.
Lady what? Men says they hope
no,
and stings her.
Let's ponder what form of bee abuse are you speculating about here?
No, Lady Men would like the bees.
Right,
to sting
let's keep going.
We're not in the pursuit of perfection.
Oh,
woke
God.
Us all up. We're in the pursuit of joy.
Was that an interjection, Matthew?
That's absolutely appalling. Love is in the detail. She should ram it up her jumper.
Love is in the details. I have to do it totally wrong to get it totally right.
Everyone's invited.
Oh, including please. You, Matthew. Including you.
I haven't been invited. I hope you've been invited, Sean Atwood. I hope Jen's been invited. I hope, you know, all these other silly people we know has been invited, but I don't want to be creating wonder. I don't want anything to do with her. She's disgusting.
Matthew,
she makes me feel vomit induced.
The viewers are saying, Matthew, behave.
I'm told to behave. For what reason?
Behave.
Behave. Okay. Well, okay. Well, tell them to ram it up their jumpers.
Ooh, bug off.
Yeah. Anyway, there we go. So,
no, we don't.
Hello to whoever you are.
Look at what we made. Guy snoring.
The dog looks disgusting.
Disgusted or disgusting? What's wrong with the dog?
He looks disgusted by her. He looks bored.
Oh, dear.
The poor old dog. I feel sorry for the dog. I'm feeling very sorry for the old dog. Good God.
Peaceful day.
So that's one of the trailers. There's another trailer she's got.
Oh,
Roy
we don't
Troy.
Need any more, please. No more. Enough is enough.
Oh,
we have gotten
on.
Our first, you could call it.
Come on. Let's see, what is this? This is Roy Choi.
Oh, I don't need any more of this.
What do you think you about Roy Choi? So.
What, you want to inflict more of this on me?
She bonds in the kitchen with Roy Choi, Matthew. Are you a fan of Roy Choi?
I don't really need to see any more of this mad woman, please, please.
Are you at least a fan of Roy Choi, Matthew?
I don't know who Roy Choi is.
All right, let me intro you. Well, here we go.
It's about connecting with friends and just learning. Let's go.
Looks like a bore.
And the best thing about Koreatown, you could go to all ages clubs and karaoke bars.
She's warming up to him, saying she loves the karaoke bars. And the clubs of Koreatown.
Well, he looks boring as well. He looks like he should be. He should be hit with a.
No one talks about all the dances that were such a big deal. Not the actual dance, but the dance.
Roger Rabbit.
The Roger Rabbit and the Kid and Play, and it was just so much fun.
But you and I are so similar. You and I are like we should have met a long time ago.
Do you listen to music when you're cooking?
I do. I listen to a lot of lyrical hip hop, jazz, sometimes speed metal, death metal.
I'm disgusted by this.
They're bonding over shared musical interests, Matthew.
Well, they might be bonding over musical interests, but they're disgusting. I don't like them. They don't. Right, they don't have any appeal to me.
There's a little bit more to go.
No, you don't. Oh, God. What's speed metal?
Just like dark.
It's dark.
That doesn't sound like the joy of cooking.
Dark. Yeah, but, you know, we all have different sides to who we are.
That's true. Multifaceted folks.
We all have
multifaceted sides. Folks. Oh, yeah. They're both awful. That's basically what they are.
Joy's grinning because of how much money.
He's boring. He needs grinning. He needs some kind of thing rammed up his jumper.
It's good for when you're butchering. So I cut these into squares.
Look at what we made.
With love from Megan. Yeah.
It's coming out tomorrow, Matthew. Are you excited?
Oh, I'm really I'm not going to be watching, I can tell you that. Megan doesn't have appeal to me. No. Megan is not for me.
What's the latest on Prince Harry?
God knows. I think the old drip is he needs an escape route. My friend who went to school with him said to me, it's a great shame that we're not in touch anymore. That's a very key thing to say. He's not. The old friends want to try and help him get away from her.
You've got a question from Mr. Balding.
Balding.
Matthew, can you see Megs getting her acting career resurrected?
What do you want her to act as? My response is, what do you want her to be act as? I don't know.
Like in a TV series or a movie as a character?
Do you want to be in a movie? Do you want to be in Coronation Street? Do you want to be in, something, Emmerdale Farm?
Do you know the theme tune for Coronation Street?
I don't know the theme tune, no, but I love... I love... I love Inspector Morse.
Oh, is that EastEnders?
Inspector Morse. Do you like Inspector Morse?
I've never watched it, but I do have mini cheddars in stock right now.
No, Inspector Morse is very important. Because, of course, Inspector Morse, everything is code.
What's your interpretation of Morse's code?
Morse code. There we go. So, Barrington for long. Barrington for long. Look it up. Have a look, Sean Atwood. You will actually learn something new today. I love to educate people. Barrington for long. Inspector Morse. Look up Morse code.
Right, we've got some questions coming in about Gene Hackman.
Gene Hackman, okay. Well, I don't know much about Gene Hackman, but I can try.
He was recently found unalive with his wife and dog.
I know that, but I can't speak about Gene Hackman. I don't know. I have no idea. But if you want to ask some questions, let's ask some questions. Hello, questions about Gene Hackman.
They're asking for your thoughts on the suspicious deaths of Gene Hackman and his wife and dog.
I don't know if Gene Hackman died, though. So, no. My answer is totally useless to all of you.
What's your favourite Gene Hackman movie?
I don't know. But Gene Hackman died. Yes.
French Connection?
Oh, Gene Hackman. Gene Hackman did die, and it's a terrible thing. So I'm sorry for the death of Gene Hackman. Yes. That's what I shall say.
What was your favorite?
We can move on to the next topic.
Get your questions in, folks, because the next show is up at 6-7.
Next topic.
7 p.m. Is the next show. We've got Shamanic Priestess Emily and Jen coming on. So, Matthew, do you prefer Nigella Lawson?
To who? Do I prefer Nigella Lawson to who?
Good point.
That's a very strange question, because it's not
it
a
is
question.
A strange question.
It's not actually a question. It's a stupid...
It's a fragment of a question.
Yes, well, do I like Nigella Lawson or do I like someone else? That's not actually a question. Wouldn't you agree?
Perhaps she was mentioning that when Megan was on. So it might have been, do you prefer...
Megan to Nigella Lawson. I prefer Nigella Lawson to Megan, yes. I will agree to that.
Do you prefer Nigella's cooking to Markle's cooking?
I most definitely do.
All right. Mr. Balding wants an update on Barrymore.
Well, I've done a program last night about Barrymore. As I think many of the audience have already known, I loathe and detest Barrymore. So Barrymore is an evil bastard.
Based on what?
He is a person who behaved appallingly and did not be honest about what happened on the date when, you know, 9 people went to a house and there was a party and he went away and he came back and he didn't choose to tell the truth.
Somebody was
Barrymore is a liar.
Someone was deceased at his house.
Yes.
Casabur wants to know if you still go to the pub that you used to go to.
Do I go to the pub I used to go to? I don't know. Which pub are you talking about?
This is the one...
In Broadstairs, yes.
Yes.
I'm not in Broadstairs at the moment, no. So I'm not at the pub in Broadstairs presently, no. But I love the Magnet and I send my best wishes to everybody in the pub in Broadstairs. So cheers to them.
Leah wants to know, is there anybody who you actually like besides me?
Is there anyone I like? I like lots of people. I love loads of people.
Who's your top 10? Top 10 like
people. Who's my top 10 people I like?
Yep.
Well, I love the king. We've got a great king. He's a brilliant man. I love Lady Min. She's asleep at the moment.
What about my friends from the Isle of Wight?
Our friends from the Isle of Wight, we love them. She wants me to say that I love them. So we love them. I love lots of people. There's loads of people in the world. I like my dear friend John Stoddart, the photographer. I love my mum. She's a wonderful person. I love Granny Howard. And Granny Howard, you know, was 95 yesterday. So she's a wonderful person. You want a few people who I love. Right. Who else do we want to add?
Sean.
Sean. We have a lovely friend, Sean. Sean the tailor. We love him. He's a fantastic person. Yes. So there we go.
If you Charlotte wants to know, if you had your own cooking show, what would be your signature dish?
What would mine be signature dish? Gosh, I don't know. I have no idea. On a Thursday. Right. What would I cook on a... What would I cook? I like a simple, you know, simple roast chicken. That's the easiest thing.
Roast chicken, roast potatoes.
Can't easy beat a peasant. Sunday roast dinner, can you, Matthew?
Yes, you can't beat that. So that's the easiest thing, precisely.
Throw when's that your next... The sleuth wants to know, when's your next quiz night?
Well, it could be tonight. It may be tomorrow. I don't know. But it could be today.
You never know.
E-bag rum. E-bag rum and a bottle of rum. As they say. Yes, next question.
That's all the questions. We're going to have to end here, Matthew. Do you have anything to say in conclusion to the viewers?
Do you have anything to say in conclusion?
Yes.
No, I don't have anything to say in conclusion. I'm just me, myself, and I.
All right. You sit tight, my friend. I'm going to close the show. I'll speak to you in a few minutes. Take care.
Okay. I'll just say hello, thank you, and hello.
Thank you for joining us. All right, folks, that was the Matthew Steeples of the Steeple Times. His links are in the description box if you want to support his work. Follow him on X. We have got a two-hour show starting in just over 10 minutes. And then at 9 p.m. UK, we have got Jay Dyer, who wrote Esoteric Hollywood. He's going to be talking about the Pope, Zelensky, US Aid, Fort Knox. So we'll be back. I'll be back with Jay in 2 hours and 15 minutes. I'll also be at the beginning of the next show in 15 minutes with Jen talking about the news. And then they've got a guest that's never been had on the channel before. That one's going to end at 2 hours. Tomorrow night, we have got Kate back. I've been speaking to her today. The show with Kate, Grooming Gang Survivor Part 2. Where it goes to the Birmingham gang is going to start at 8:30 p.m. tomorrow. So thank you for tuning in. Like I said, all of Matthew's links are in the description box. And we will be back in 15 minutes with Jen and Shamanic Emily's show. Cheerio for now. Take care, folks. Much love wherever you are in the world.